He stood in the hot desert sun. His comrades were driving away. He felt the ground rumble. He heard the explosion. He shielded his eyes from the blaze. And now at the age of 19, he could no longer ignore the things that he'd done and he'd seen because of a meaningless war. He thought, I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm going home soon. He stood waist deep in the mud while blackbirds flew overhead. When he heard that sickening thud, he knew that his best friend was dead. The jungle was filled with strange men, his ears strained to hear every noise. Afraid just like him, the men that he feared were just boys. He whispered, I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm going home soon. I'm He lay on a beach in North France, so glad that his heart was still beating, though his side took a big chance. The enemy now was retreating. The landmine blew 6 feet away. Then he felt the sting in his side. Though he lost his legs on that day, the hope in his heart hadn't died. He prayed, I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm going home. In deserts, in jungles, and fields, in the air, on the seas, in strange land, he fights back the tears and the fears of his death, the boy who is barely a man. Is this the American dream? A nightmare of war without end. There's always an enemy, always a cause, the hunger we feed with young men.